going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Overreacted.
I should have handled it way different than that. I was raised way better than that. So I would like to apologize to you publicly for the language that I used and calling you out of your name and just being disrespectful.
That's rapper Snoop Dogg apologizing to CBS News anchor Gayle King about the dust-up over her current Kobe Bryant story. It's just the latest mea culpa that we've seen from celebrities who speak first without perhaps considering the impact of what they are saying. And tonight we're taking a look at what apologies are really about and do they work. My guests are Dr. Robert Evans. He is a psychologist and a licensed counselor. Also, Nicole Kirby, celebrity publicist and crisis manager.
Yes,
indeed. If you have a comment or question about apologies, we want to hear from you. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Nicole, good to see you again.
Thank you.
Dr. Evans, thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Let's talk first about another apology that we heard just last week. This is Wendy Williams talking about her feelings after getting a lot of backlash from the LGBTQ community about some things that she said on her show.
I'm not out of touch, except for perhaps yesterday, by saying what I said. So I deeply apologize, and I deeply appreciate the support that I get from the community. I will do better.
Well, there you have it. Let me start with you, Dr. Evans. How would you define apology?
That's a good question. I think that an apology should be used for a specific purpose. I think the purpose is to create a dialogue. It's to create intimacy. It's to create closeness. Usually it's to break down barriers. I tell couples and the individuals that I work with, they should lead with the apology. Oftentimes, we're having this discussion because they're feeling some type of pain, some type of anguish due to an argument or a disagreement with a friend or relative or whoever. And I have them take a look at their behavior and their role in the situation and find out how they can first lead with a sincere apology, because that's going to break down the walls of the other person and make them more likely to see their own faults and want to apologize.
I just shared two examples from celebrities who have issued apologies. Are apologies, in your mind, different when it comes to high-profile people as opposed to people who are just regular folks?
Well, I think that apologies apply in both arenas. I think, when celebrities, misspeak, when they're sincere about their apologies, I think it definitely makes an impact and it's definitely necessary. And again, when you are just a regular person like you or I who just, we're in a relationship and you make a mistake, you definitely need to apologize. I think it definitely has a place and it's a requirement when you're trying to show someone that you care.
Mm-hmm. But see, in this particular case, Nicole, Snoop Dogg, Wendy Williams got backlash before their apology. And I believe the Snoop Dogg apology came after a second comment about this situation. Both of them apologized once they received backlash, not because they realized the pain that they had inflicted.
Right. And I agree. So no debate there. However, those two apologies are more different than alike.
How do you mean?
Snoop says, and this is how his apology sounds more genuine. He says, I was raised better than that. That sounds something from the heart, internal. Wendy Williams, her apology, I am more attuned, I am more hip, and I misspoke. One is totally branding for money.
Mm-hmm.
The other sounds more sincere from the heart. So listening to the apologies in quotes, Snoop sounds more sincere. We're internalizing and says, yep, he said something out of anger. He was too aggressive with it. He realized it. He's telling everyone, let's pull back. Wendy is saying, listen, we want to keep our advertisers. We want to keep the studio audience full. I'm still hip. I'm still relevant. You know, I'm sorry. I just got out of hand. So two different apologies. You can hear him. If you're attuned to how it's being said, you know one sounds more sincere than the other.
Mm. But how do you know that both of them are not concerned about impacting their brand? Because when we had an opportunity to talk about this issue last week on this program, and there were a lot of people in the Snoop Dogg comment that we know who he is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the calling her out of her name and the misogyny and all of that is whether you, as unpleasant as it was,
right.
No surprise.
He stayed on brand.
Yeah.
He was who he is.
So how do we know that that's sincere?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We're getting into something I like to call intent versus impact, which happens a lot of times in relationship where someone says something and they don't know the impact that they created on what they said. They just know what they intended until they find out the backlash, until they hear, you know what, you hurt me, you hurt my feelings. And now what they have to do is to validate that impact. And then they have to clear up the intent. So I think that's what both of them did. What people get in trouble is when we try to determine somebody's intent, we really don't know. We don't know who was genuine and who wasn't. You know, either way, it's going to impact their brand, whether, you know, they apologize or not. I think it was in their best interest. Snoop now has a family. He represents, you know, he's coaching and all these other things. So it's not just Snoop Dogg with Dr. Dre and Chronic. It's not that anymore. So he does have a different type of brand now.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about apologies tonight. When do you apologize? How do you know it's sincere? What does it look like? What do you say if you have a comment or a question about apologies, particularly if you're waiting to give one perhaps this week after Valentine's Day? You may want to tune in again. 202-319-7810. Excuse me. So has there ever been a time when, and you can speak from your personal experience, Dr. Evans, and certainly, you know, you too, Nicole, where as you're saying it and you realize the viscera that is coming out of your mouth as you're saying it, and you just want to grab those words and you apologize immediately after you say it, does that mean that you're dealing with a person who is a little more sensitive, a little more aware of the hurt that their words can cause, as opposed to somebody telling you, I hurt my feelings?
You know, I think that you're making a good point as far as how soon and how quickly somebody can do a self-evaluation and determine, you know, I made a mistake and I shouldn't have said that. You know, everybody's different. I think it's important for us to be self-aware and aware of ourselves and aware of our branding, our personal branding, and how we want to represent ourselves. And if we're stepping outside of that, then we need to apologize. You know what? That's a misrepresentation of myself.
Do apologies work?
They do when they're sincere. When they're sincere. So, for instance, for the example that you just gave, Harold, and let's say we're all in a meeting and it gets heated, and I say, you dummy. But if I pull back, I'm sorry. I should not have called you that. I'm in the heat of anger. It's 5 o'clock. I haven't had lunch nor breakfast. I apologize. I shouldn't have called you out of your name.
Yeah.
That's a sincere apology. But if I have to come back the next day because you sent my supervisor an email and apologize, then that's when the level of, is that sincere Or is that now apology being provoked because I have someone else being the strategist of how I behave?
Mm-hmm. But, you know, we often hear about sincerity in apologies. And one of the more popular things that we often hear people say is, you know, I'm really sorry about what I said to you yesterday. However, comma.
No.
So wait.
You mess it all up as soon as you say but or however.
Why is that? What's wrong with the however, comma?
No, you gotta let your apology stand. But apologizing is just one rule from the rules of engagement. I take people through rules of engagement when it comes to communication. And when it comes to apologies, that's just the beginning. You know, we have to follow it up with solutions, and we can't keep repeating the same behavior. When I looked up Wendy Williams, I was trying to find out which apology.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just one. It's apology after the other.
After
so
another,
that's
right.
When, you know, it's like, is this really being sincere if we keep having to revisit the same thing over and over again?
What is the best way to apologize? Does it depend on the offense? Does it depend on the relationship? Is there a book of apologies that for those who keep messing up that they can use?
Well, you know, I don't think there's a book on it, you know, but I definitely think that it really boils down to a person's sincere desire to change. If you really have a sincere desire to change, then yes, apologize and come up with the solution and move forward. But if your intent is to really continue with the same behavior, save your apology.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about apologizing, apologies. Why do it? What's the purpose? What does a sincere apology look like? Let's go to Ali. Ali calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling, Ali. What's on your mind?
Hi. As I sat down and listened to you all, I realized that Snoop's apology was, to me, very genuine. As he spoke about speaking with his mother before going out to apologize, I feel she may have helped him navigate what he said, his thoughts, his feelings towards everything, and help him to put everything in perspective. As far as Wendy, it may have been a partial genuine apology. But again, to you all's point, yes, I think it was more a marketing point. On another note, with apologizing, you can tell through the text if it's through email. You can tell with the choice of words that's used. And if it's verbal, you can definitely tell through body language and how things come around. And if it always kind of points back to their point or them using certain key words, that's where you clearly know it's not genuine.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that, Ali. Any thoughts about what she's just shared?
Good point.
Yeah. You know, it's all about how you, your delivery, as she said, your body language, your tonality, and at what point you're apologizing. I do believe that if you sincerely feel that you've done something that's been wronged to someone else, that the immediate apology should be issued. But if you have to think about it and linger on it, still that can be issued, but the sooner the better, because that person now has to think, what is now making you apologize to me? Now, I'm speaking not doctor from the relationship standpoint, but from a business standpoint. Mm-hmm. The longer you have to wait to give that apology, then the general public is thinking, okay, you sat down with your publicist, you sat down with the attorneys, you sat down with the advertisers. Why did it take you so long to apologize if, in fact, you are sincere?
Well, talk to me about that, because I do want to talk about the relationship part, but as it relates to business, and the thing that comes to mind most recently is the Boeing situation with the airplanes, where, you know, it took, you know, the CEO a long time to talk about, you know, issues with the plane, and of course he resigned, was fired, or what have you. What are the impacts for businesses about? Can a business apologize too soon? Are there ramifications for apologizing too soon.
Well, here's the thing. In the case of Boeing, you're talking about a huge conglomerate. And so you probably have got 15 attorneys that you have to go through. You have several boards that have to have discussions. So those apologies will take time. But on smaller companies where there's a more belly-to-belly, face-to-face interface, the sooner the better. When you're working with a smaller company, let's say WHUR, which let's say they're manageable, and I have an issue with you, Harold. I think that people in radio land, Harold is looking like, what are you talking about? No issue here. I'm sorry. I digress. But there's an issue. And if I feel, Harold, that you could not give me a reasonable, sensible apology that I believe in, but in 3 to 4 days, the general manager says, Nicole, let's you and Harold sit down and have a discussion. That is something that I can appreciate with that company. Didn't take 30 days, didn't take 45 days. But within a reasonable time, because of the size of the company, something is being done. Then you believe that there's something that is genuine, and that's what you want to look for when you're talking about a corporate apology. Mm-hmm. Did they assess the situation and come back with a general reasonable amount of time to say, we got it wrong, but we hear you, we see what we've done, and now we want to move forward and correct it.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about apologies tonight. What do they look like? Why would you make them? Are they sincere? And also, what about the person or the entity receiving that? How do you receive those apologies? I need to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk to Barbara calling from Silver Spring. We're going to talk to Roy calling from Fort Washington. Debbie calling from D.C. I'm sorry I didn't get to you quicker. But we are going to get to
sorry.
You.
We're
so sorry. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can hear, by the way, every edition of the Daily Drum Insight segment in its entirety via podcast on WHUR.com. Just click on shows and drop down to community to find the program you want to hear. Angela Stribling is next with the original Quiet Storm. And this discussion continues on Sirius XM Channel 141 in about 15 seconds. We will be taking your calls in just a bit.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, Sirius XM Channel 142, HBCU and Sirius XM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we're taking a look at what apologies are really about. Do they work? My guests are Dr. Robert Evans. He's a psychologist and licensed counselor. And Nicole Kirby, a celebrity publicist and crisis communications manager. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Dr. Evans, you wanted to make a comment before the break.
Just a quick comment on corporate apologies. You know, an apology is ownership. So, you know, they definitely got to be careful about taking ownership of something because there may be a dollar value attached to it. So that may have to do with how long it takes for them to sort through the legalities of it. Mm-hmm. And are we going to own this? Because there may be a price tag attached to it. So.
Legality.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let me go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Debbie calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Debbie. What's on your mind?
Thank you for having the segment.
Sure.
I would like to say like several things. One, there was a comment about celebrities and their apology over an average individual. We're all human. So sincerity is sincerity, regardless if you make a lot of money or not. The next thing I wanted to comment on was how Snoop's apology was sincere over Wendy Williams because, like the caller previously had mentioned, body language is an indicator of a lot of values in a person. If you look at Snoop's body language, you can tell that he was being sincere and he was bringing it from the heart. When you look at Wendy Williams, you can see that she was looking down, she was grasping for words, she was trying to convey a message to whoever was listening, and it was like it was pre-script. Apologies can only be genuine if they're coming from the heart. And an apology of any type should be something that is going to be sincere, and both people need to meet each other at the table. And just one more thing, when you talk about corporate, if you look at the uprising now, a lot of people are now are bringing out the issues about how they are being mistreated. And corporate needs to understand that this is a new era. People are not going to just cover it up and sweep it under the rug. They want people to know about what's going on, so that regardless of who you may be, if you're the president or if you're the average person, that you need to learn how to treat people equitably and with respect.
Okay.
So thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much, Debbie. Thoughts about what Debbie just shared with us?
Great point, Debbie.
Okay. Yeah. No debate there. Okay. You know, ownership now is something that is more to the forefront.
So what about people who do not apologize? For example, President Trump is notorious for not apologizing for things that he has said that have been offensive to people. I think on the record, the only apology that he is known for making since he has revisited our popular culture as a presidential candidate and now president is the Access Hollywood comment, and that's the during his time as a candidate. But what, are there some people who just can't do it?
Well, you know, I kind of respect the fact that he's not just apologizing just because. It really just is true to his brand. Someone who says what he feels and means it and stands on it. You know, unfortunately, the things that he's saying and representing are not, you know, things that are really productive and helpful to others. But, you know, he's not apologizing and then doing it again. You know, I would rather you save the apology if you're going to continue with the same behavior.
But what about those who do not have a quote unquote brand when you're in relationships, whatever the relationships are, whether they are romantic relationships or familial relationships? For, you know, for example, Candace just posted on my Facebook page, some apologies are a waste of time. You won't be forgiven whether you are sincere or not. And she goes on to say, I'm looking at you, Nicole Murphy. At first, I thought it was Kirby, but she was talking about Nicole Murphy, Eddie Murphy's ex-wife, and who she said she doesn't believe Nicole Murphy's apology about kissing director Antoine Fuqua. I know you were upset.
That.
Yeah, you were upset for a minute. You said, "What did I do?"
I'm right. Sorry. Yeah, yes.
Right, exactly. So what? So what? What about that? When some people suggest that those apologies are insincere, you have people who just can't seem to do it.
And before, Doctor, before you respond, let me just make a statement. And you said that the president was being on brand. I want to remove that adjective on brand for him. I think that's just his personality. Mm-hmm. Because a brand is something that we want to say is a marketable type of posture. Mm-hmm. That's his DNA. Mm-hmm. Which I think is faulty, and
so
I don't want to give him an escape and call it a brand.
So, well, whether it's the president or just Joe Blow or Jane Doe, who cannot seem to bring themselves to apologize when they have hurt the feelings of someone they care about, but they still their lips just won't part. What is that?
Yeah, you know. There's that question is
there psychology behind that?
Well, you know, I think there could be, you know, depending on if a person is a narcissist, you know, that it sounds like, you know, it could fall under a personality disorder where someone is kind of just, you know, stuck in their ways and really wanting to hurt other people on purpose. Right. And so, you know, but it may be trauma. It could be a number of things that would keep someone from actually humbling up. It takes humility. It takes courage. It takes a number of qualities in order to actually part your mouth to say, you know, a sincere apology. So it could be some pathology involved, or it could just be that a person is stubborn and wants you to apologize first. You know, I find that to be the case more often than not, is that someone's feelings hurt and they don't want to acknowledge the part that they played. They want you to acknowledge what you played before they acknowledge the part that they played.
That's assuming that there are two wrongs here.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Let me go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Barbara, calling from Silver Spring. What's on your mind?
Thank you for accepting my call.
Sure.
There's a book entitled The Other Side of Unforgiveness, written by a young black woman in this area named Denita Lynn Brooks, but she describes her own personal journey of dealing with hurt and anger that happened from within a personal relationship, and how through her own self-examination, spiritual guidelines, etc., she followed that process. She made the transition of changing that anger and hurt and unforgiveness to forgiveness. And it is a personal thing, because if you're really doing it sincerely, it doesn't matter what the other person's response is going to be. You know that you have done what is good, what is right. And surprisingly, the speaker at Howard Chapel just this past Sunday, Angel Kyoto Williams, talked about just to be good, and that it's an inner effort to practice what you feel is right, your belief.
Okay.
If you know that an apology is right, you do that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that, Barbara. But not everybody is magnanimous. Not everyone speaks from a position of goodwill. Yes, it would be nice to just be good. And some people can assume that human beings are essentially good, but then no. So when you are receiving an apology, particularly as it relates to perhaps, you know, forgiveness, we talked a lot about how you apologize, but how do you forgive? Because some folks say, well, I will forgive, but I'll never forget. Is that truly forgiveness?
Yeah, and I think forgiveness is probably the number one thing that I work on with individuals. You know, when it comes down to healing from trauma, which is one of the leading things that impacts our mental health, is trauma. Forgiveness of oneself or forgiveness of others is what it all boils down to. And sometimes people just don't know how to forgive. And I tell people all the time, and one of the things I did was some research on forgiveness. I tried to find books on, you know, how can I teach people a practical method to forgive? And everything had to do with spirituality and a higher power. And I wanted to find something that was practical that didn't necessarily involve that, because I work with people who don't necessarily believe in a higher power. And one of the things that I came up with is a process for forgiveness. I think the first thing we have to do is understand the purpose. For many people, they think that forgiveness is about the other person. If I forgive this person, I'm letting them off the hook. I want to hold on to this anger because it's a form of punishment for this person. When in actuality, when you're holding on to this anger, you're holding on to this negative emotion, it's actually a punishment for yourself. You know, this negative energy that kind of hides in the background is a form of stress. It comes out as stress, which is one of the leading causes of what? High blood pressure, cholesterol, heart attack, all of those things that hurt us and shorten our lifespan. So the purpose is for us to basically increase our lifespan. Let's let this negative energy go. So we talk about the purpose and we talk about the reason. Either we're going to forgive to maintain a relationship, or we're going to forgive to let the relationship go. Because it doesn't mean we got to be friends now just because we are forgiving you. It doesn't mean I got to ever talk to you again. I might just be letting you go. But when I hear your name, I'm not going to, you know, throw up as a result of it. Right.
Right.
So forgiveness is a whole nother ball game, but I think it's definitely essential. When you've been hurt, you forgive. Then you're able to lead with an apology, and that's what I encourage people to do.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Roy calling from Fort Washington. Thanks for calling, Roy. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Harold. I think there's different levels of apologies. And when you're living your life out loud, a.k.a. a celebrity, you need to always apologize. It's not about whether it's sincere or non-sincere. A case in point of one celebrity that should have apologized was CeeLo Green. He still have a valuable career if he would have apologized versus just tweeting out any old state.
What remind me about what CeeLo Green has done. You said he would still have a career, and because he has vanished from you know, popular culture, I don't even remember what he did.
He was up on one of those charges where he was charged with putting some kind of drug in a young lady drink at a club.
Ah,
and yes, and he was charged with rape. And he tweeted out, how do you know you rape if you're unconscious or something like that?
Oh, wow. I do remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. He should have issued an apology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he showed up for that. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, I do remember that. That was you know, quite some time ago. Thank you for that. Thank you so much for that, Roy. And which brings me to yet another issue. A lot of times when we are covering crimes, that the person who has been convicted of a crime, not always, but often they will apologize for what has happened. But those, it's really kind of, you know, weird, because are they apologizing because now that they're caught and being punished, or are they really sincere? How do you know?
Oftentimes it appears as though when you have a salacious incident, such as the CeeLo Green or the R. Kelly, they're not apologizing. They're apologizing for the issue at hand. And so neither one of those gentlemen said, I'm sorry for what I did. They're sorry that they are experiencing the situation that they're in.
Expand on that. What do you mean by that?
Well, to my knowledge, R. Kelly has never come out and said, yes, I've done what I've been accused of. He is saying, I am upset that I'm in this situation. I'm hurt because I've been accused of X, Y, and Z, but I'm not sorry. Mm-hmm. For instance, let's go back to Snoop and Gail King. Gail did not apologize. She made a statement saying that I vetted Lisa Leslie was okay. I didn't do anything. She did not apologize. And that's why people didn't accept her apology, because it wasn't an apology.
Non-apology mm-hmm. apology.
Exactly. Right. And for that, from my perspective, there are certain levels of celebrity. And I believe that the Oprahs and the Gels of the world believe that they are a certain level of celebrity, that their apology doesn't have to be an apology. So Gail didn't apologize. She blamed it on something else, but she did stand by her interview.
Right.
And she thought it was a very good interview.
Yeah.
She apologized for the clip that was released.
Right. Right. And that's why I really didn't believe it was anything sincere
exactly.
about her.
Exactly.
Well, I think to your question, though, when it comes to knowing if the apology is sincere, you know, I think it's important to really sit with, why are you apologizing? What are you apologizing for? Because that'd be my first question. If you apologize to me, what for? Because I want to know that you are sincere by your explanation of why you're apologizing. I think that it's important to actually explain what it is that you're apologizing for, and not to just say, I'm sorry, but this is exactly why I'm apologizing, and this is why it's never going to happen again. And then I'll believe mm-hmm. you. But if you can't explain that, then it's like,
right.
why are we really having this
why
conversation?
Why are we here? Mm-hmm.
Is apology a sign of weakness?
Oh, man, absolutely not. It takes a lot of courage and humility, which to me is a sign of strength. If you can muster up the strength to have a sincere self-evaluation and let me know, hey, this is the work that I did to figure out I messed up. I did you greasy. I did you wrong.
Did you greasy?
My bad.
That's a new one.
I would love an apology like that because I know you are straightforward.
I need to know, you know what I mean? And
greasy.
I was dirty. I was greasy. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Come with it.
But you did a self-evaluation. You looked in the mirror and you said, I messed up. Now, okay, you know what? We can have a conversation.
And you know what? What he just said is, now I'm talking on the female perspective, mm-hmm. I want to hear an apology like that. Don't come to me with something that's scripted that you sat in your car for 30 minutes and thought about. Mm-hmm. Just come up, walk up the steps and say, hey, I was wrong. Mm-hmm. I was dirty with that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And when I get people to lead with an apology, that's the work that we're doing. We're doing the self-evaluation to see, okay, what is it that you did in this situation? How did you play a role in the situation so that they can really be sincere about their apology?
But to your point, since you were, you know, talking about women, Nicole, even if an apology is sincere, do you or someone who is
speaking for women, since
you're speaking for every woman in the world right now, is there? You know, we talked about, can you apologize too soon? Can you apologize too late? The recipient of the apology, mm-hmm. don't they have to be ready to receive that? Because, you know, Dr. Evans could apologize for what he said or what he did, and you are still salty about that. Mm-hmm. And as a result, no matter how sincere he is, mm-hmm. You know, he's prostrate. On the ground, but you were just like, not going to do it, not going to take it. Doesn't that also damage the relationship or the communication?
Well, you know, I'm sorry, doctor. Let me say, it depends on what the man is apologizing for.
Well, you don't have to apologize to him. Please go right ahead.
Hey, you're the spokesperson right now.
It depends on what the apology is all about.
Okay.
You know, now, and if you spent an extra $500 out of the checking account and I didn't know about it, then, okay, we apologize and we move on and we make pancakes for breakfast. But if the apology is about why you came in at 2 a.m. in the morning and there's no reason for you to be out at 2 a.m. in the morning, that's a different level of apology. And that's more of a conversation wrapped around the bacon, and the bacon is an apology. But there's more of an explanation. And to that point, Harold, that may mean that he has to lie prostrate and give me a little more groveling, because there's a little more emphasis on what that apology has to unravel in my mind and in my heart.
That's interesting. I look at it a little different. I think that no matter how big or small, if there's a breach in the contract that we have, if we have a small agreement that you break, to me, that could potentially turn into a big agreement. Mm-hmm. So I need to make sure we on one accord regardless of the size. If we agree on Snickers and you decide, you know, M&Ms at the last second, I'm like, that's a breach in contract.
I guess it depends on the person, because I'm the type of woman, I don't sweat the small stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's as if in you know, we're talking about, I'm going to flip back over to the celebrity side. If a celebrity stole money from someone, that's a different apology than if he had pedophilia. Those are two different apologies. Mm. So for me, talking about relationships, if you came in late at 2 a.m., really, I'm the type of woman, I'm like, did you have a good time? Great, good. I got stuff to do. You got stuff to do. That's not a big issue. Mm. But it may mean that it's more of an issue if there's money out of my bank account.
Right. I did want to speak on the receiver of an apology. I think that, you know, it does take two to come to a mutual agreement. And when someone makes a mistake and they're ready to apologize, the other person may not be in a place to receive it. And, I think that initially there's some anger, there's some hurt involved with whatever took place. But after a while, it becomes a choice to stay in an angry place. So, you know, I encourage those people to let the pain and the anger go, because it becomes a choice to stay mad at a person. Once you realize, okay, this person is sincere, they're, you know, like you say, they're laying it all out on the line, they're apologizing, and you want to continue to hold their face in the sand, you know, at some point you got to let up.
So, and this is another point for Nicole. when dealing with clients who have said or perhaps have done something that you as their representative believe they should apologize for, is it or has it been in your experience difficult to convince them to do it?
Yes, sir.
Why?
If there's a level of arrogance with the client that believes I've done nothing wrong. However, they've got bloggers, they've got social media that's tearing them a new behind, if I can say that. Mm. But if the level of arrogance, they believe that there is so much loved and they are so untouchable, then that takes a lot of, do you see what they're saying? Mm. In a moment, it seems good. But next week, you may not have people purchasing your product or coming to see you. So it depends on Dr. and Harold where that celebrity's mindset is, because everyone has their different realm of reality and how they read their own press clippings. And that's the first thing I say to them. Don't read your own press, because they can love you today and hate you tomorrow. And then that's when you know how you have to deal with them, when the level of apology needs to be an issue.
Having had a come to Jesus moment with some of your clients after they have issued an apology, has it, in your opinion, changed behavior? Has it given them pause when similar circumstances come up? Or is it just the, you know, the same old person?
And again, it depends on the person. It can be an athlete or a politician or a pastor. And if their heart isn't really in the place of, I did wrong. What I did was wrong. You're right. I slipped up. I messed up. I have to apologize.
Can somebody apologize too much for the smallest things, such as, I'm sorry I didn't text you back. I'm sorry I didn't call you. I'm sorry I was 15 minutes late. I'm sorry that I burned the right. What is that about?
If the apology is not attached to a plan, it's useless, right?
Attached to a plan?
You got to be a plan of action involved. Like if you're saying, look, I'm 15 minutes late, but however, I'm going to now leave 15 minutes early the next time.
Oh, I thought that was a however comma. Yeah. I'm sorry, I was 15 minutes. However comma.
However,
your mama kept me.
No. However better be followed up with a plan of action so it won't happen again. Uh-huh. Otherwise, I'm not trying to hear that. So, you know, I think it does need to be attached to a plan, and I think that would reduce the number of apologies.
Mm-hmm. Because I was wondering, there are, again, those small examples where, you know, I told you to call me back and you didn't call me back.
Mm-hmm. And you apologize. And then next week when you have the same conference call, they're late again.
Right. Or now, they didn't call back.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Now that apology, you know, the one thing that in business, you get to maintain and increase your level of reputation is when you do things when you're supposed to.
Mm.
And you don't have to keep apologizing for things. Mm-hmm. So even as small as you just said, Harold, I'm going to call you at 8 p.m. tonight. And you call at 8 p.m. So when you say next week, let's have that same call next Wednesday at 8 p.m. And they do it. Mm-hmm. And the following week, they do it. Mm-hmm. Then the one time that they're late and they say, I'm sorry, I'm late. You know what you all say? Nicole, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the business. Girl, don't apologize. You good. Let's go.
Right.
Because your reputation speaks for yourself.
Yeah, the apology is attached to your integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, whether you are a man or a female of integrity, doesn't matter what type of celebrity or individual you are, your integrity is going to be what it is. And there's some people with a lot of money with no integrity.
There you go.
So, you know, like you say, if you stand behind what you say, then I'll believe you the next time.
Mm-hmm.
In your counseling of married couples, for example, how have you seen apologies improve their relationship?
I think that apologies definitely can improve their relationship. I've seen, you know, I have people premarital, people that's just getting in the game, people that's getting out of the game, right?
Getting in that game, getting in that greasy game.
And, you know, all levels. And it really just
depends. I love how he calls it a game.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, I have some people that's been in pain for years, you know, in pain for 20 years. And so an apology means absolutely nothing at that point. At that point, the person wants a behavior change. And then they've become numb oftentimes. And so that individual who's become numb to emotion, words mean absolutely nothing at that point. Now we got to get that person out of that hole, because they've been in a hole of despair for quite some time, and it's hard to get that person out with just an apology.
One thing that I thought of as it relates to apology, and I hate to do movie spoilers, but I will tell you this. I saw the photograph over the weekend.
I haven't seen it.
And both of y'all need to see that.
Wow.
And one of the things is that the main character had an issue with the mother's inability to express love. And this happened over the course of the main character's life. And then, of course, the mother did something to address that. When it comes to family relationships and something was done, and I'm not really talking about, you know, criminal things, you know, child molestation or stuff like that, but something is, you know, if a parent says to an adult child, "I'm sorry I never told you that I loved you," is it too late? When that kind of thing happens, for example?
Well, you know, I definitely don't think it's too late. But it depends on the individual. You know, that's an individual thing, case by case basis. But, you know, there's a lot of people who are out here suffering right now because they never got an acknowledgement from their parents. Oftentimes parents, you know, we make mistakes as parents, right? But we don't always own up to those mistakes. And that can really be damaging to a person, you know. So I think that it can be never too late to apologize if you're sincere and say, you know what, I messed up in raising you. Mm-hmm. You know, that can mean a lot for a person.
Mm. Yeah. Final thoughts, Nicole?
You know, I believe that a sincere apology, and people have a level of discernment. I'm going to go churchy here. But you can tell when someone is sincere.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not meaning to be sincere with your apology, don't say it, because it's going to mean you more harm than good.
Well, I'm sorry we don't have another hour to talk about this, but I do want to thank both of you for coming in and talking to us about this topic. Dr. Robert Evans, Nicole Kirby, again, good to see you both.
Thank you.
All right.
That is the Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141 for this Tuesday, February 18th. I'm Harold Fisher. Now, stay tuned for The Connection. Good night.